Raised in North Dakota, Why Should Your Team Win host Katie Byers learned not only how to play the game, but learned the love of hockey at a young age. Decades later, and an ocean away, Katie found herself in a land where football and cycling dominate the sport conversations. An expat with no one to talk hockey with, Katie's Flemish wife, Kirsty, was forced to bear the brunt of it.
I have no idea what she's talking about, but I'll humor her for about 5 minutes. Sometimes I'll even ask her if her team won. Football had so veel makkelijker geweest.
This was fine enough for Katie, but she found herself needing more. In June 2022, after Katie's top team, the Colorado Avalanche, won their third Stanley Cup, she found herself pacing around her kitchen in a fit of adrenaline. Here, in a village outside of Brussels, having stayed up all night watching the cutthroat series and feeling the emotional explosion of a hard-won victory, she found herself without a soul in the world to share her excitement. This perfect storm flooded her brain, and without being able to contain herself, episode one of Why Should Your Team Win poured out of her. She knew immediately that this was only the beginning. To keep the momentum going, she reached out to family and friends and began to hunt for hockey fans. Episode one soon turned to episode two, and three, and four, and she was momentarily on top of the world. When tragedy struck. Her well of guests had gone dry. How was it possible she only knew four hockey fans?
I guess I'll just message random people on the internet?
With a bit of nerve enhanced by liquid courage, she posted on Reddit and Twitter. In time, people actually began to respond to her. Some of the responses were positive. Thus, more episodes were born. But even in a perfect world, not everyone responds. Hell, most didn't even open her messages. But did Katie let frequent, cold rejection discourage her? Yes. But also no. She laced up her soul and went back onto the ice. Today, she continues plugging away at cold calling strangers. To build an empire of hockey enthusiasts and share her episodes, Katie started a Twitter and Instagram account, WSYTW_pod. Boasting 34 followers on Instagram and 18 on Twitter, she appreciates all the support and continues her quest in finding a fan from each of the NHL's 32 teams to talk puck with. While the struggle to find guests is real, she remains resilient by redefining her craft and has created minisodes, a quiz episode, and even a crossover episode with hit movie podcast, I Can't Believe You Made Me Watch That. David Sparks.
Katie has had me on the pod twice, mainly to display my supreme appreciation and admiration for the game, but also because of how well I can articulate my love for the Detroit Red Wings. I was also her first guest, probably one of her most important guests. I mean, after all, my episodes do have the most plays. I don't want to overstate the case or anything, but she'd be nothing without me.
Derek.
I've been on the podcast twice now, discussing my love for both the Flyers and my second favorite team, the Columbus Blue Jackets. Katie's easy to talk to, and I appreciate her efforts to reach out to me online. I mean, not a lot of people are willing to creep into someone's DMs to talk hockey, but God bless her, and I hope to be back a third time.
Hosts of hit podcast, I Can't Believe You Made Me Watch That, Amy and Amy's Friend.
When Katie asked if we would be down for a crossover episode, we realized we'd never guessed it on another person's podcast before. But there was no way we could say no to watching the 1986 hockey movie Youngblood. It's classic 80s sports cliches on ice.
I know absolutely nothing about sports, but I do know Rob Lowe looks classy in a Canadian tuxedo.
It's true.
And who isn't crazy for Swayze? Even though the movie is 2.5 hockey pucks.
Oh, for sure.
While the rejection and near constant ignoring of her outreach to strangers pains her, not to mention footing that $15 a month Zoom bill, Katie's quest to talk with a fan from each of the NHL's 32 teams continues. So far, she has met many awesome fans, each unique and special, some new to the sport, some who started skating before they could walk. Katie loves to pick through the thoughts of a hockey brainiac because she loves learning about other clubs and players, but she also loves witnessing a new fan's budding love for the game. It reminds her of all those years ago, playing shinny on the frozen ponds in Kitchener on... Wait, never mind. That was Milt Schmidt. So, for the love of God, if you know any hockey fans, send them Katie's way. She truly believes anyone can become a fan of the game. And she's just dying to talk it out with them.